Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Racism. Racism is, it's been in the news a little bit.
News.
Racism is something I think we think about an awful lot in this country. It gets talked about an awful lot in this country. I bring up the word, well, to grab you, because I think everybody's ears perk up when I say that. But I primarily bring it up because I think that inadvertently I may have had a senior racist moment yesterday. At the hospital.
Okay, now this is bad because you had enough senior moments just losing your phone on one trip to qualify yourself as, I would say, an at-risk individual.
Okay, here's what happened. This and you're gonna hear this and you're gonna probably say right away, that's not a big deal, Mike. But the fact is, I thought about it for a bit of time, and I was a little Benadryl'd up when this moment happened. This
Benadryl Veritas, right?
Oh, by the way, that drug Benadryl, which I never dabble in for something over the counter. I probably shouldn't be promoting drug use in the United States, but man, if you
it'll knock you out.
If you respond to it the way I respond, I took two of those little allergy Benadryl pills.
Sure.
For my procedure, and I was off to, I would say if I'd eaten one more of them, I'd be full in happy land.
Well, if you want magic, one time I went to an all-afternoon barbecue, and I got eaten alive by mosquitoes. So when I got home, I said, you know what? I don't want to really, really itch all night. I better take a couple Benadryl. But at the barbecue.
couple 25 milligrams?
And but at the barbecue, I'd been drinking a lot of keg beer.
Oh no!
So I mean, I don't even know how many beers I had.
They're so small too.
They are just baby wee little pills.
Yeah. Little
and
pink
then,
ones.
Yeah, pink ones.
Put my head down on the pillow and woke up 17 hours later. Hand to God. Carrie said, "I was worried, but you were breathing, so I let you be."
Well, I took two 50.
Thanks, Carrie.
50 milligrams. My drill was at 10 a.m. yesterday. I had to take 50 milligrams to be ready for my procedure because I'm allergic to the goo that they shoot you with to take the scan. And it's a really short process, but you have to, they're very worried. So they make sure you take the Benadryl. My my prescription was 50 milligrams 1 hour before the procedure.
Pull what out?
I drive, and they're all about, you know, make sure you know, do you have a driver? I finally says it. No, I don't have a driver.
She
I will live at the hospital until this wears off. And I did. I hung at the hospital for about half an hour after everything.
That's not bad. Half an hour is nothing.
Nah. Chilled out. I looked at some of the nurses in the cafeteria. It was a perfectly pleasant afternoon.
Hello,
by the
beautiful.
Way, the nurses that were, you know, all the nurses that were in the cafeteria, I've never had them on my floor. But boy, there was a table full of them. And by the way, the hottie nurses sit with the hottie nurses, and the other nurses sit with the other nurses.
They run with the hot nurses.
But I digress.
The plastics.
Yeah. I digress. So
put together.
It's important to point out that I'd eaten this Benadryl, and not only did I get lightheaded right away, but I got a little chatty. In fact, they.
Pull one out. It's a dart, man. You got a dart in your neck. You're crazy.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy. I'm so tired.
I feel tired.
So the first thing I did was I went in. They gave you a secondary waiting room, which is they're big on in these facilities. So they take you from the outer waiting room, and you go back to the secondary waiting room, which has about six chairs in it, or maybe five chairs.
Do
and
these chairs every, buckle in to keep
no,
you from wandering
just,
the hospital?
No, they were all just there, but it was full up. It looked like some people waiting and some people waiting for to do a procedure. Wait. But I walk in and
fall on the table of presents.
The first thing I said was, I walk in and it's every chair except for one is is filled, and I walk and I go, whoa, take a number.
Ah!
And then I get this. I get, they all look up. It's like they were shocked, and then they went right into the crickets, you know, where it was
that
just
guy's infirm.
Okay, that's not what's the matter with him?
You've had the equivalent of about a six pack, so you come into that room, you're ready to perform. You get yourself an audience. Hey, what about all this?
What's going on, Stiff?
If anybody had engaged me, I would have engaged. But no, they choose to. At least, even with my drugged up state, I knew the room to chill out.
Right.
However, the first procedure that I had was they weren't going to inject me with anything. They were just going to take a little sonogram of the leg to see if it's chock-a-block with blood clots or not.
Chock-a-block with blood clots.
Hey, look at all these blood clots. And so this is where the moment happened. Very lovely nurse. Could not have been friendlier. She was terrific, very professional. And she walked me back to the
waiting area. Did she look like
a
celebrity?
No. No,
no, she, not at all.
She was an attractive younger nurse. She was nice, and she ended up being the vascular tech that was going to do the sonogram, and she was also the person that walked me back to the area when I was going into the small waiting room where I was like, "Hey, everybody," and it didn't go over that well. I go back, and we're chatting the whole time, and I am just like, pa, 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 pa,
sure.
To the point where I probably was distracting her from doing this. And
sir, you're going to have to be quiet.
Sir, please let me do my work. Don't speak to me. And I'm going, mm-hmm. And I'm babbling along. And then at the conclusion of the procedure, when I was putting back on my pants.
Oh, do you say that the force of gravity had forced your
made
pants.
My pants mysteriously fall to the floor. I looked, and she, as she's finishing up, I said, what's your name? And she gave me a name that I cannot repeat because it was complicated and I'm not sure. I said, what kind of name is that? She said, it's Indian. And and I said,
dot or feather?
I'm such an idiot. No, I didn't say that.
Thank God.
Because I'm pretty sure. I gotta bring my son up here. I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure I know. Well, no, it was not Indian. It wasn't like her name was, you know, Falling Needle or whatever a nurse's name would be.
Walking Stone.
Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring.
I mean, that could be a legit question. You don't know what the name is,
right? That's right.
Oh, Indian name is it Stands with a Bedpan?
You know, oh, no.
No, it was, no. It was this kind. It was this kind.
Okay.
Pretty sure. So I said, she said, it's an Indian name. I said, oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful name. And then as I'm straightening myself up, I said, you would love the movie Lion.
Oh, my God, Mike. Oh.
That's nice.
And I didn't think anything of it. It's a movie about an Indian child who gets lost on a train. And
sure,
I said,
go see that after you go see the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire movie.
Slumdog Millionaire.
So her reaction was like, well, yeah, okay. That was kind of, she said, okay. And I thought that it was, so that's why I threw it out here. And
you got to scurry away, Mike. You got to scurry away
how
when
did
something
she
that comes out.
How did she react?
She was on the other side of a partition typing in my pertinent information, and then so I just heard the response. Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll check that out. But I heard the tone, and I was acutely aware of the fact that it might have been, you know, hey, are you black? You'd love Fences with Denzel Washington. You know, it's like when Trump said to that reporter, you know, can you arrange a meeting with me in the Congressional Black Caucus?
Sure.
Because the reporter was black.
Yeah.
It's an old man thing that you do.
I don't know.
I thought it was a nice thing
you
to
had
say
a magical,
it was a story of India.
You had a magical synapse connect in your brain.
And I
you
love the movie Lion.
Look alike.
Yeah,
movie like
Lion
this.
Is my favorite movie. By the way, thank you, listeners, that have gone to see it at my recommendation and have emailed me back to tell me you loved it. I'm glad. Why are you laughing now?
Because after you took the Benadryl and you left the hospital, did you fall asleep on a train platform?
It's amazing. I left the hospital, fell asleep on a train, and ended up in Calcutta. It was.
I remember a water tower. I don't know.
Are you a cricket fan?
I don't understand what's happening there. I ended up in Calcutta. I don't want to be raped. Anyway, so It was
who does?
Yeah. So that was my little.
I'm sure you know what she deals with, people that are drugged, and also you were also in a situation where a lot of pressure is on you because you're going through testing. I'm sure she's been told things much more inappropriate than that.
But here's the thing, you know, that made me what made me feel much better
was
when I was in between tests and I was in the waiting room where I'll tell you the story about how they forgot me. I will tell you, there was one guy that trumped me, an old man that old manned me.
How did he out old man you?
Nurses are professionals, correct?
Sure.
They are. Yeah. They are very essential to the.
I think in many ways,
modern medicine.
I think in many ways more important than the doctors.
Yeah, and so this is the guy that had his obviously had many procedures done, and then they gave him a little bag of snacks because they wanted him
snack
to
bag.
Eat afterwards. And so, first of all, I'm listening to him sound like seriously a hippo eating leaves in the rainforest, you know, because he's just smacking and going. And the nurse, the professional, and obviously she has the stethoscope, she has the name tag, she walks in, and this is his comment to her. He said, you wouldn't have any coffee, would you? And she looked at him with a look that said, I cannot wait till you hop into your casket, you old
coffee.
Fart.
That is such a classic 80-plus-year-old man thing.
You wouldn't have any coffee, would you?
Sweetheart.
As he's smacking his lips after his snack, because his procedure's done and mine's about to start.
Sure.
Yeah, blowhard. But anyway, other than that, it was a
bring me some coffee, sugar.
Yep. What? Yeah. You can't say that.
He might as well have said that.
Sugar
he
teas.
Might as well have said that.
Oscar said sugar teas. That's a great way to start the show. You know, nothing like starting a show with sugar.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Strickland was fired today, and I noticed that his car is still here.
Well, technically, he has until the end of school day to vacate school grounds.
It's embarrassing. He's challenged me to a fight, so I'm in an unsafe situation here.
Oh, that sucks.
Can you get him out of here or what?
Well, if it's going to occur after school, then it's not really my jurisdiction because I'm the school security guard and not the world security guard.
Oh, come on, man. I don't
try and stop terrorist attacks.
I'm just asking you to do your job here.
But you're asking me to do the job of security guard after 3 when I'm not...
So you're telling me that there's nothing you can do?
I could do CPR. I could potentially revive you after he renders you unconscious. But again, only if it's during school hours.
Yeah, okay, look.
Yeah, if it's after school hours, you're just going to lay there all night until 7 a.m., and I'll come and save your life.
Strickland's definitely going to punch me at 100%.
Oh, no. He's going to punch you at 110%, at which point you won't be playing dead. You will be dead.
All right, well, 110% is not a real thing because 100 is the max that you can go.
Can I get over here to elaborate with him? Thank you. See, he's going to be aiming for a target in the center of your skull, which is going to compound the energy as it connects, which is going to automatically scramble all the gray and white matter in your brain. That controls logic, personality, social, and sexual behavior. So at 110%, oh, he most definitely is going to knock all the sex out of you.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Maybe you duck and he misses.
But if he does, I'll just run.
No, I never said nothing about no running. Who's you, Seabiscuit?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Any coffee brewing, little lady?
These are goldfish. Got my throat dry.
A couple of years to be a nurse so you can get me a steaming cup of joe because I'm old and I got Velcro straps on my shoes. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air, the podcast and national radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you are here, you do too. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. Is it wide open Wednesday?
It is. It
have
is.
Have our listeners forgotten like we forgot?
I don't think we forgot. We had to take care of some business.
Yeah, TCB,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. It's going to be a light, wide open Wednesday today. So you can call us if you'd like.
Partially open Wednesday.
920-6673 or, Hey Fever, MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you today by Policy Genius. Life insurance means peace of mind. Hard to find and hard to deal with people. Where do you go to get the best prices on a great policy with great service and deal with very little hassle? Let me tell you where you go. PolicyGenius.com. That is the best online life insurance marketplace. Policy Genius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people like you, and they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. Policy Genius has a simple, user-friendly website that shops and compares all the top-rated life insurance companies to give you the best options. Plus, a licensed customer service team will help you find the best policy at the best price. It's amazing when you mix talented people with great prices and great technology. And while you're there, check out their other insurance offerings like health and pet insurance. I'm not sure that's for me, but I think if you are so inclined, I would dive in with both feet. Both paws.
Wait. All four feet.
Go to PolicyGenius.com to save over 70% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle. Life insurance made easy. Free quotes and peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com and do it today. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
The Mike O'Mara Show question of the day. Were you going to say something, Oscar, or was that a subtle wave, or are you stroking your chin?
Oh, no, I was waving because I want to talk about my trip. I thought you were going to go to me and pivot, but I didn't want to take
all right,
it from
was
me.
That, yes. If that was a subtle indication that your ESPN trip,
it was a subtle
right
Jack Cassidy-like beard stroke.
By the way, well, Oscar had a significant field trip over the weekend, thanks to his friend Dominique Foxworth, who works for ESPN. Oscar was invited to join Dominique up at the ESPN studios. You flew into Bradley and went
drove
to Bristol.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
How far of a drive is that?
Roughly 40 minutes.
Not bad.
Yeah, right. It depends on the traffic.
You realize I was around when ESPN, I was living in my hometown of Glastonbury, Connecticut, when ESPN was created.
Really?
In Bristol. Yeah, if you go back, somebody look up when was ESPN created. I was back in Hartford, Connecticut. So I was very, very close to there. And a lot of those guys.
Do you remember the feed, the local summer feed or the regional feed when you were young?
I remember a guy named Bill Rasmussen. That's a name that I remember. Bill Rasmussen, who was
1979.
One of the 79, yeah. So, I mean, I had just gotten gone off to college, and that's when they started.
You were probably a lad of 20.
Yep. I was about 19, 20 years old. But ESPN is still a thriving hub up there. Has its issues, but you were up there. Was it an amazing experience to get up there?
Well, so a couple things I thought that was interesting. You know, coming out of business school, you're always interested in the culture and how people work up
there. Have you done business school?
I have. Thank you.
Oh, really?
And even when I flew out to Zappos, that was a big component of that trip for school was to see how the culture works and generally how people operate and their operations. And while it was a professional courtesy to Dominique and his team, it was also an opportunity for me to learn a little bit more about the industry, right? So a few highlights. A is... For some reason, I think that when you think these big broadcast companies, you think of town cars and jets and everything has to be first class.
Limousines.
I think it's important to note that I saw top tier anchors on ESPN at the airport renting cars just like we were to get to drive themselves to this juggernaut of a broadcast industry, which speaks a lot about the humility of the people that work there.
I have one major question. This is the only question I have, really, that I wanted to ask you. Was it fun walking the hallways with all those mascots? was it fun, like, you know seeing the...
They filmed
University
those.
Of Kentucky mascot.
What was fun was...
Did that guy come and tackle you?
seeing an operation where, everyone genuinely stops and says hello. Didn't matter who you were or who you were with. They wanted to shake everyone's hand on the team. They didn't ignore anybody. The guys that just walked off of SportsCenter AM came in and welcomed everyone. It just seems like a big family. But also, you get to see a different side of the business where they spare no expense for anything, for absolutely anything. The way the studios are built, the way the cameras are there.
So the way the anchors, you know, they got to do their own thing, their own schlubbing. No private jets, no town cars. But the actual... facility is quite elaborate.
It's really impressive.
Now, when
two
he talks
separate
about,
campuses.
When he talks about the facility, this is a question I have. Is it like a high rise? Is it like a big warehouse space? Is it one building? Is it a series of buildings?
It's one
kind of looks like a power plant, doesn't it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. Or like a big Costco, multiple Costcos put together with a little more, like I guess, design on the outside, right?
Sure.
But when you walk in, even there was a wall that were full of all the X Game medals. And I look, as a kid growing up, that was your go-to.
You remember the X Games?
Yes, yeah. Right?
I have heard that when you walk the hallways at ESPN, you just get the sense, you just get the feeling that Chris Berman is everywhere.
That was not the sense I received, but I could see where you could.
He's out now, right? Didn't he retire or something? Did they boot him out?
Don't they have him on like a modified thing?
Well, yeah. Well, he essentially is retiring from the major components of the network.
I do know, Mike, when he walks the halls of ESPN, you know it because three of the X Game medals fell off the wall.
Yeah. Bang, 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 bang.
Walking on the sound stages, that was fun from a AV nerd. Nerd side of a point of view where you're sitting there, you're like, wow, like I didn't know they did it that way.
But it's
it
always look, smaller.
It does
it's
look
always
smaller
than
yes.
it appears on television,
yes.
which is the nature of TV. You're always surprised when you see a television set because it's much smaller than they
and
you know, they make them out to
just
be.
The production on how you would think that like a major television show, because that's why Dominique was up there with his team, what would be like 10, 20 people running the show. They've got three people in the main radio in which would be the control room, right?
Right.
But that's one side. There are two control rooms, one's for TV and one's for radio, and they're both constantly communicating back and forth. And
Do they sync
graphic
content, TV
yes.
and radio?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was fun
you
to see
Mike
that.
Mike and Mike? Were Mike and Mike up there?
Mike and Mike were off, and they had another crew sitting in.
Hi, Mike.
I saw, I would say, 10 to 15 athletes that I knew by face, but I don't know, you know, as I know, I don't know.
Well, that's modern sports.
Yeah,
though.
And
wow. We're in kind of a break from superstars lately.
Yes.
We don't have the volume of superstars. That's cyclical. That'll come back, I'm pretty sure.
And
famous.
It was also a holiday, so you weren't going to see the top tier.
Sure.
Like Stephen A. Smith was there. That was pretty cool to see, whether you're a fan or not. Like, I was like, whoa. Like, that's Stephen A. Smith, and he drove.
He's a fire plug. He's a lightning rod, is what I meant to say. He's
yes.
a lightning rod for controversy.
But again, I think what really was impactful on me, is just how nice people are. Because to be fair, I think of ESPN sometimes and growing up.
You thought they'd all be douches, right?
You just don't know. That's what I braced myself for.
If you'd caught that network 15 years ago, you might have had a different experience. I think they were more,
yes.
you know, there are books written about it. I mean,
the Golden Age of Sports Center.
Yes.
The Golden Age of Sports Center would be like, you know,
hey.
They're kind of dickish.
I didn't see Lindsay Zarniak.
They're not as snarky as they used to be.
No, you're right. Because you remember like when Sports Center used to be on the loop and they would have to back time to the top of the hour so they could rerun
right.
the episode.
And they were super snarky.
Like at 58:30, they'd be, well, hey.
Yeah, super
snark. Super
snark,
yeah.
All the time.
Super welcoming. Also, I told Pony this offline, but you have in this online marketplace, you have this entire division dedicated to risk analysis of the threats on the web. Like this is a whole basically corridor full of people just looking out for malicious.
It's like your dream world.
Pony
would be fully turgid.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, Pony would leave his sugar gliders if he could just go and work in a place like this.
Pony, would you rather work there or crack their code?
I'd rather. Well, you know, I like doing
Mr. Robot.
Both.
Yeah,
Mr.
I like
Pony.
Doing both.
Uh-huh. Are you still? By the way, Pony, would you still be obsessing about the person that hacked us right before the show started?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'd be
that person that called
out
on our video feed. You know, just no one knows the answer to.
Out of the blue, man.
Yeah,
I'm freaked out by
not
that.
Too hard to guess.
I wouldn't be. Somebody probably has a similar Skype name and they spelt it wrong,
okay.
and then just called us by accident.
Don't you hate when you have something and it's spelt wrong?
Spelled. Thank you.
Great
I
fish.
Do appreciate that.
We used to fish off the coast of Maine, Rob, for smelt. spelt. We'd cast out these big nets and pull in like 400 and 500 pounds of spelt.
And then you go home and watch a great television show produced by Aaron Spelting.
Look, guys, I'm down to the felt.
I know. The thing felt. About it is,
that's how you like.
So you had a very positive experience at ESPN.
Yeah, it was fun. And again,
how are the bathrooms?
Mike, you'll love this show business side. Yes. They have a dedicated makeup room, right, where everybody just goes in if you want to go in, right?
Right.
And he put on all the makeup, big red lips, well, just lots of room.
Everybody comes out looking like Dee Snider
for TV, and then you go into the men's room, and all the lights are set up like for TV lights.
Oh, TV lights, yeah.
So when you're even washing your hands, they want you to be aware of what you look like under TV lights.
Is it warm? Is it warm in there because there are TV lights in there?
No. They have a solid HVAC.
And all of the toilets.
It's chilly. It's chilly, which is weird.
Good. I like that. Chilly is good.
Yeah.
Based on all the talent, Mike, all the toilets are made of solid chrome steel. Triple reinforced. No expense.
But I mean, it's an old building, and they've just kept it up.
I think there's, from what I can tell, and this is probably just an operation side, everything just felt new.
Right.
And I don't know if they just remodeled
consistent
the entire building.
Consistent remodeling, probably.
Yeah, because when you're buying equipment on that scale, you probably just have some sort of subscription set up where when the new model comes out, you come and swap it out.
And I don't know why I'm thinking this, and I might be totally off base. Is it an ABC property?
It is.
It's a Disney property, right?
It's okay. Disney.
Did you see Josina Anderson?
No, I didn't.
Did you see Michelle Beadle?
No. Did you see
Carrie Champion?
No.
Allison Williams?
No.
Linda Cohn?
No.
Kate Fagan?
No.
Kay Smith?
No.
God Bless America.
Antonietta Collins?
No.
Lisa Guerrero?
Maybe.
Nicole Briscoe?
No.
Dawn Davenport?
No. What are you looking at?
Cynthia Freelands? I'm reading
this
the
is
list of...
This is Mike's bucket list.
I'm reading the list of ESPN
female
I think
Stephen
anchors.
A. Smith... was as far as ESPN is concerned, the highest tier celebrity.
I don't know,
I saw.
Put Dominique ahead of him.
Well, I see him every day, basically, or every other day.
Well,
you know?
You better appreciate what you've got, pal.
No, I'm just saying that.
See Jeannie Zelasco?
No. She's no. I know what you're looking for now.
Did you
now.
See Britt McHenry?
No. Mm. No. I thought I saw Lindsay Zarniak, and I was going to approach her, and it was a different blonde girl. And I said, well, time to veer left.
Lindsay's one of the best things on ESPN. That's the best hire.
Best thing on TV.
But I didn't want that awkward, hey, Lindsay! And then I was like, excuse me? Where's your passer?
Where's your pass? I'm sorry, I'm on my way to the bathroom. It has TV.
So a 10 experience for you?
A 10 experience, not just professionally, but personally. Just, again, you know I'm not a sports nerd, but just to see the operations was
fun. Yeah,
and to see if you don't mind, I can give a plug. It's on Sunday mornings, and I don't think we talk about it. But Dominique, again, as a professional courtesy, he records from here, like he's here on Sunday mornings.
Radio show.
It's a radio show, and it was funny because
I have to listen to that. I
think you like it, Mike.
Okay,
like it's not all sports.
He's
right?
Such a smart guy. Are we gonna get Dominique on our show?
He actually said he'll come on anytime we want. Because I mentioned it to him.
I'll talk to him.
Tomorrow if he's free?
If he's free tomorrow, that would be great. Because
awesome.
You can talk to... Until that, Dominique, we're going to be sports light. We're not going to be heavy on sports. We'll talk about
He doesn't even like talking
about
sports. If you listen to the show now, it's like... It is sports-centric, but it's more... There are social issues they talk about as well.
I'd like some counterpoint on those ESPN bathrooms.
Yeah, and know this. Oh, so just a quick plug. It's called... People have actually asked me... what the show is called. It's called The Morning Roast. You can find it on iTunes. It's right there. And
The Morning Roast?
The Morning Roast.
All right.
And he has two co-hosts. One is Clinton Yates.
Don Rickles on it?
No. And then Mina Kimes, who's a Yale graduate as well, Mike. You'd like her a lot. Very smart.
So you
I'm
got
not
Harvard
saying
grad
Chris
and
Berman
a Yale
is...
grad?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
and what's
saying
her
Chris
name?
Berman
Mina Kimes.
Mina Kimes is his co-host?
Yes.
Really?
Yes,
I didn't know. I didn't know he did this show with a lady.
And she pipes in just like you do from Los Angeles.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Wow.
Yeah, you see, that's done right in the TMOS studios in Washington D.C., which I think is pretty damn
pretty
clever.
Cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I hope nobody hacks their video feed.
I'll ask him if he can come in tomorrow, Mike. That'd be fun.
I'd love to talk to Dominique, a brilliant, brilliant former NFL player, and always has interesting things to say, and he's so cool. He's cool as the other side of the pillow, as I used to say about our friend Donnie Simpson. Roxanne. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Yeah.
Do you talk C++? Do I? Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the backplane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Mm-hmm. Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Have you ever noticed how the words Amazon and amazing are spelled very much alike? That's no coincidence. You see, Amazon.com just happens to be the most amazing way to support this show, and here's why. You see, chances are you already use Amazon for lots of your shopping, so the next time you go to Amazon, access it through our Amazon portal. We need your help. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support TMOS. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through TMOS. It is amazing. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Continuing on the hospital theme, yesterday I had to get a couple of tests done to see how my little post-surgery
Any
crap
word?
Is going. No, I'll find out later today, I think, or I might have to wait till Monday when I go see my one of my fleet of medical professionals down here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the procedure was fine. It was easy. However,
you used the same guy that worked on your driveway, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought
By the way, I told you how great that turned out.
No, you didn't.
No.
Oh, my God. It was spick and span.
Oh, really?
Hey,
they took the birthmark completely off.
Oh,
the poor wine stain?
Absolutely. The battery acid stain removed. The battery juice gone.
Wow.
The driveway.
The driveway stays the same as before.
The driveway looks exactly the same as before.
I thought
and
it was.
By the way, yes?
I thought it was going to be like Gorbachev. Like you roll up and you're like, oh, that's still
it's
there.
Absolutely. He said if I'd waited 2 or 3 weeks, it would have been different because that stuff sets into the pavers and it gets nasty.
Mm.
And he got it and he got it out and he's a pro. And I like the guy. I've used him twice now. His name is Chad. Tyler Chad. Really, really good guy. Here's the thing about the fleet of it. When you go, and I have had dealings with the medical world, all right? I have had numerous dealings with the medical world. It is part of my reality. I accept it. That's okay. There are people that have it a lot worse than I do. I don't complain about it, but I am a student of it, and I am a huge believer that you need to be your best advocate.
Sure.
You have to be your own advocate. Otherwise, this is, you know, you can deal with good people, with bad people. When you go into a hospital environment, I would like to make you aware of one of the true pet peeves of going into any procedure, whether you're going into a hospital, whether you're having an outpatient procedure. When they warehouse you, you have to pipe up, because it has happened to me more than one or two times where that's why they have people in hospitals called transport.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of moving you from room A to have a procedure in room B to do this. There's a lot of that that goes on. And you will find in a hospital environment, a lot of people that sort of just are sitting there. And in many cases, if they're moving you to a different place, they're usually ready for you at that moment.
Right.
Be aware of that. I was aware of it yesterday, and I finally piped up. But I should have piped up sooner because it happened again.
Mm.
And it's the only thing that really pisses me
off.
I took a drug that was designed to medicate me with a very short window so that they could get this very quick procedure done. And once again, they brought me into an area, sat me down, poof. It's an environment that lends itself to forgetting people. It's just part of the game. You are forgotten. Mm-hmm. I have been forgotten in doctors' waiting rooms. I've been forgotten in hospitals. They do it all the time. It's just the sheer volume of procedures and people and all this stuff. And sure enough, I go down. I take my drug because I got to take it 1 hour before my procedure.
Right.
At 11 a.m., I'm supposed to be get my procedure. They have me seated in that little waiting area at 5 up. Then it's 11:05. Then it's 11:10. Then it's 11:15. Now it's 11:20. Now I know. And sure enough, I say to somebody walking by, I said, listen, I'm medicated for a procedure. And as soon as I said that, 5 minutes later, a lady comes around. There you are.
Oh, like BS.
Like you've been wandering secret passages.
Right.
And I looked at her in the eye. She didn't like it. I said, I effing knew it. I effing knew it. Because they look at you, they look at me like I've wandered off, okay? No, I'm putting my fat ass in the chair they told me to sit in waiting for Johnny Forgetful to come and get me. And the fact is, after that, it was boom, bam, got in there, got her done, great nurse, everything was great. But they forget you.
Of course.
They do. And I would tell anybody that's going in there, if you go in, and they're moving you to one position, and I'm not talking about a regular waiting room. I'm talking about when they take you to the doctor's office,
the staging area,
the radiology, whatever you're going to have done. If you're sitting on your ass for more than 10 minutes, they've probably forgotten you,
yep.
And you need to pipe up. You need to knock on a door. You need to rattle the cage. The worst thing you're going to get is, no, we're just
we're on
back
schedule.
Up a little.
You're still here, yeah.
You know, this is after my 2-hour and 40-minute wait the other day.
I remember the waiting room, yeah. And you but, did. You checked in during that,
I checked in twice. Checked in twice to make sure. And it's just the volume of people they have down here. It's the volume of people in our medical system. It's the way it goes. So I was a little frustrated, but the people down there are so good and competent. It's why I wanted to have that done down there. And everything was super fine, and it was easy.
When do you expect results? Or do you?
Today, I can call today. I'll probably call today just to find out what's going on. So I'll have a little anticipation of what was going. They are, because of the nature of this, that can kill you, they actually get the, I was told, they get the report within
high
the hour.
High priority.
Sure.
Yeah, it's high priority. But by the way, this is 6 months. So I think I'm out of the woods as far as that is concerned.
For those of you not at...
Oh, no, Mike.
Not
Mike.
Aware.
Come back.
Maybe you're in the car listening to the radio. You don't really understand the scope of work here.
Going to heaven.
It's like that old show Fixer Upper, where they take about a year to fix a house.
Right.
And Mike has had essentially the plumbing redone. He has had the insulation put in, rated, fire rated. And now we're at a space where we're just going to put in the HVAC and
Mike?
Then drywall.
Mike?
Hi. Boy, it's so nice up here.
Don't go into the light, Mike.
How are you guys?
Mike, it was just an electrical fire. You didn't die.
Wow, what a beautiful place this is. This is
Come
so
back.
Magnificent up here. Oh, all
we need
the beautiful colors. I want to go. Carol Ann, go into the light.
No, come
Carol
back,
Ann.
Mike. You can die after the audio vault.
There's evil in this town.
Oh,
anyway.
No. Oh, that woman.
I'm sorry. I'm done doing that one. I just thought I'd have a little fun. So that's the moral of that story, is that you should be aware of the fact that they do warehouse you and
fight for yourself.
But Mike, the main question, do you have a driver?
No. So I went to the the old calf and hung out for a while, and I woozed my way back home. I was a little woozy like through. And then at midnight last night, 12:30, bolt up. And I
of
was
course.
Up for like an hour and a half just watching TV because I was wide awake. The Benadryl finally got out of my system. That's how long. If you're counting 10 a.m. By midnight, that's when it completely was out of my system. I went out like
hours.
A rock.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
When you went into the cafe, did you go to the cafe and say, hey, could I get a cup of coffee?
No, when I went into the cafe because of the Benadryl, this is either because of the Benadryl, but no, I think it's because they also give you prednisone, which is a steroid.
Oh, yeah. I know prednisone.
And I went into the I'm going to use it again.
Did you start swinging?
When I went into the counter, I was so
That's
hungry.
Where you start hitting people.
Cuz you can't eat in the morning. You can't eat at all. So when I went up there and I got to the counter, they gave me a meal ticket, so I got a free lunch and I said
I'll have that. I want that. I want that. I want that. I want that. I want, I'll have a slice of pizza. I see you've got ribs. And let me, give me a big scoop of that yellow rice. And one of those, are those blueberry muffins? Those are blueberry. Is that a cherry turnover? I'll have a cherry turnover too. Go look at the nurses.
Are they set up?
I wonder if they're married.
I don't like the new way they set up a hospital cafeteria where it's like stations. Like there's a... There's a grill station and a sandwich station. And then you have to go through.
What they had that.
Then you go through the checkout line and they have to put everything together. I don't like that.
And then I put it in a little plastic containers, and you seal the plastic container. And she said, "I'm gonna need a look at that, honey." And I held her because I'm still doped up.
Right.
I held up the plastic container that was closed. No, I'm gonna need to see it, honey. And I held it up again. I held it closer to her. She said, "Honey, I'm gonna need to see what's in it." And then I felt like a real idiot, and I opened it up, and then I showed the plethora of food, the turnover and the pizza and all the
And you smiled, and three ribs fell out of your mouth.
There you go, honey. Yeah, fantastic. But I drank water because I'm healthy.
Attaboy.
It happens to everybody. My mom gained 15 pounds on prednisone. Now, that was over 2 months, but still, like, it really, I remember, I was like, "Mom, is everything all right?" She goes, "It's the prednisone," while she had her hand deep in a Cool Rancherito bag.
Yeah, if you want a treat, search Jerry Lewis steroids. There was a point when Jerry's face almost looked like a cartoon character because he was all roided up. He did the
telethon. I swear to God, I have never been hungrier than I was when I got home, and I eat a lot. I was very hungry when I got home. I went to the grocery store, and I bought two steaks. I bought like six bags of heat microwavable jambalaya rice that I had.
Uh-huh.
I bought jambalaya in a box. I must have had, Carla's going to come home and we're going to have a cabinet full of like jambalaya rice. And I made jambalaya.
I was going to say, what happened while I was gone?
I bought andouille sausage. I bought fresh shrimp. I made the jambalaya. I bought frosted flakes. I bought two steaks. I bought a half gallon of Breyers mint chocolate chip ice cream. And I pretty much ate it all while I was home yesterday.
And then burned the evidence?
Are you kidding?
I killed the half gallon of ice cream last night.
Oh, boy.
And I almost ate an entire box of Frosted Flakes. I had the munchies, yeah.
Did you just eat them dry?
With milk, but I pretty much killed all of Michael's milk. And
all
he
have
had a
10 bowls?
Like a quart of milk, and I pretty much drank that, too. I had jambalaya. This is after the lunch that I had at the hospital.
Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
And I ate that. I also ate some crackers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the crackers seem a little much.
Like,
I had the crackers.
That's a binge of all binges.
That's a pretty good binge.
I binged more than I ever have in this house. I would not have been able to eat
Where's
like that
the body?
But I know. But I know that it happens.
Let me go through it. I am not kidding you. I will go through it right now.
Please.
I've done this before. And because I was under the influence of medication, I don't think I get the total piggy prize.
Right.
But I walk down to the cafeteria.
Right.
I get a small, like, quarter rack of ribs, not the half, but a quarter rack of ribs.
The appetizer size.
Then I get a big scoop of rice, a large slice of pizza. I get a blueberry muffin.
Oh my God!
I check out and I go and I eat that in the cafeteria. Then I double back to the cafeteria again.
Yes.
This time I pay for it because I've already used my meal ticket.
Sure.
I buy another blueberry muffin. And I eat a cherry turnover. That was the first time I didn't know. You know, I'm lying because I didn't eat the cherry turnover the first time. So it's only one cherry turnover.
Okay.
Right? Then I get the. Then I go back on my way home. I stop at the Publix.
Yes.
And this is probably not
great
on my way
grocery
home.
Store.
I did it later in the day.
You felt satiated and said, "Wait, we need groceries."
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, I said there's not enough in this house that's going to satisfy me. So I go to the grocery store, avoid the produce section.
Sure.
And I go over and I get
shrimp.
And
I'll do anything for food.
Oh, dear.
I could eat two dozen eggs, 36 pork chops,
all right, turn them off.
24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at a one
bagel.
Time.
Horrible.
With two packages of cream cheese.
You want to play the whole thing. I know. So I buy the stuff. I won't tell you what I bought. I'll tell you what I ate when I got it home.
Good.
So I make jambalaya, which is the Zatarain's jambalaya.
Ooh,
6 cups of water. It has the rice. I throw in shrimp and andouille sausage. I only eat one bowl of that.
Did you save some of it, or did you throw it away?
There's at least three quarters of it in the refrigerator.
That seems like a solid meal compared to what
you
had earlier.
Yeah, that's a meal. But when I first got home, I ate part of the half gallon of ice cream. I will visit the ice cream 3 times in the evening.
We'll need, Mike, for the story to make, for it to gel, we're going to need a timestamp. When did you first get home from Publix?
Oh, God. Rob, I was so squirrely yesterday, I wouldn't be able
to. Would you say two-ish?
Yeah, probably two-ish.
So you hit the ice cream at two, you hit the Zatarain's at about...
I went out. I don't even remember if I went out for a second.
You blacked out from all the carbs.
I don't remember. I literally don't remember the... all I know is I did go to the grocery store, and I got the food home, and I cooked the jambalaya. I ate a bowl of jambalaya. When I first got home, though, I had a little of the mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Primer.
Yeah. Then later on, I had some crackers. Then I ate the jambalaya. Later on that evening, I went back.
What kind of crackers?
Massive, what?
What I don't kind remember. Of crackers?
I don't remember. Don't ask me specifics that I can't answer. So then I ate the Frosted Flakes. That was my first bowl.
They're great.
Of Frosted Flakes. I went back immediately and got a second bowl of the Frosted Flakes with less milk because I wanted to get the sugar that was on the Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, and besides, you probably had some residual milk left over. From the first bowl.
Yeah.
Always hard to make it match up.
But I just splashed a little bit of the milk because I wanted more of the crunch on my second bowl. So I had that, went back, watched a little tube. By this time, we're getting to be 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. I hit the mint chocolate chip ice cream again.
Sure.
And this time, I do the Carla technique, which is I pour the milk over the mint chocolate chip ice cream.
What?
And at this point, I'm feeling a little ill.
You're pouring milk on ice cream?
Yeah, Carla, it's fantastic. It's like having a
I've never had that before.
Milkshake. Try it sometime.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Try it today. I know you're on a diet, but try this at home.
Enablers.
I've said this before on the show. Pour milk over ice cream. It's phenomenal. It gets a little crystallized.
I don't remember this.
I don't think you've ever mentioned it on the show because this is something I would remember.
Oh, yeah, I would have tried by now.
It truly is. It's wonderful.
Somewhere Sean Greenwood is crying.
The last thing I ate last night was... there was some ice cream left in the half gallon. And at this point, I took the remnants of the half gallon into bed and watched. What movie did I watch last night? I'm trying to think. I don't remember.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
I have a mind the eraser. It was not What's Eating Gilbert Grape. God, it was a good movie, too. It's a movie I've watched before. Road to Perdition.
I'll have to pick me up.
Yeah.
By the way, Tom Hanks, I got a man crush on Tom Hanks. I can watch him in anything.
He's great.
Watch Castaway, Road to Perdition, all of his wonderful, Catch Me If You Can, all his wonderful films.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Top three.
Not that one. But that's it. And then to bed, what a night.
How did you wake up? Did your stomach hurt?
Midnight with a Pepsid.
Midnight in the AC. Garden of Good and Pepsid.
Yeah, and at that point, when I came to, I took the bowl that was next to me in bed and the half gallon that I had sat in the bowl so it didn't drip under the bed, and I brought that into the kitchen and threw it away, and I cleaned up this morning.
Mike, and I want you to know, before we go to break,
I put the jambalaya in the refrigerator before I went to bed.
Good.
I'm not a complete slob.
Good man.
Thank you very
much. And Mike, you should know the promo we're about to hear was selected long before I knew the topic of this segment.
No problem. I understand how you work.
Okay.
That's it. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. I've also lost track of time on the show. This is the Mike O'Meara Show.
Throughout history, great men and women have had a little extra personality. Extra spunk.
I hate spunk.
And even extra hilarity. They've even had, let's just say, a little more to love. Thanks to those that have given us pleasure. There's a place for us. That's why there's a TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Carriage fan page. Follow us on Facebook today. And Gary Stein, if you're listening, we'd buy a t-shirt, but you don't have any in our size.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. If you're not using Lyft, you're making a horrible mistake because Lyft is the best way to get safely from here to there without hassle or dropping a ton of cash. Lyft is the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab. Just download the app, request a driver. They're going to show up an average of 3.5 minutes later, and it's fantastic. Get your little smartphone, you whip it out, you watch them, you see exactly where they are. They're taking a left, they're taking a right, then they get to you. Every Lyft driver is fully vetted through their 10-point safety standard, so you know you're safe. Plus, Lyft drivers are rated after every ride. Only the best ones stick around, so no filthy cars driven by creepy dudes. We've all been reading about creepy dudes
lately.
Don't
like creepy dudes.
Lyft lets you tip within the app. Lyft isn't the biggest ride-sharing app, but it is the highest rated and fastest growing. And it's quality over quantity. No drunk driving, no more bumming rides, and you never have to park. Lyft is the best. Really check them out. I love using Lyft. I think I will never, ever take a cab again. I believe that with all my heart. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer just for our listeners. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value when you enter promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam, 3 free rides up to $10 each. Up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code TMOS. I'm stunned when I travel to D.C., how many cabs I see, and people waiting in line for cabs,
yep.
And I don't get it. I just say, you know, go across the street, stand on the corner, and wait for your Lyft to arrive, because that's a much better
experience. Embrace the future.
By the way,
people are nice.
God, driving in D.C., Oscar, I know you live there. God, the regular cab drivers, just
dicks.
Jesus,
oh, the worst.
Christ.
Even though
worst
got,
drivers in the world.
They were forced
you know?
To get nicer cars and actually take credit card. It's too late. I'm a Lyft guy.
Yeah,
that's right. You know, the fact that you're in a Prius doesn't change the fact that you're driving like a mook.
Yeah.
All right, so knock it
or
off.
Or a dick.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Rob, you're going to have to monitor me on the time because I...
All right, we
know,
got about 9 minutes here, just so you know.
Glitch earlier, that's...
We're good, though. We're in good shape.
We're grinding.
I'll do it this way.
You do it this way?
We'll do it that way.
Yeah, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Rob is the auctioneer, ladies and gentlemen. Rob is a... So the way this works, explain it to me.
Hey, well,
you
all right, sir.
Substituted
here we go there. What are they going to give
for Oscar Santana at
this
his
is...
art auction down at the Torpedo Factory in Alexandria.
Yeah, we
correct?
Touched base on this briefly yesterday, but there is a huge development. This has been Oscar's event for 4 years, five
I'm gonna
years.
I'm going to be blindsided. Wait for it, people.
And what happens is you buy your ticket.
I don't know what's coming.
You go in... And there's about 600 pieces of art, and you choose the ones you like by number, and then it's a raffle where they call your name, and when your name is called, you get to choose your piece of art.
So it's not really an auction.
No, it's more of a raffle. But
oh, that's cake. That's cake work.
It is cake work.
And it's fun.
And it's fun, but it's a long day.
It is 6 hours.
It's a long one, because there's 600 pieces of art. So you got 600 calls.
6 hours.
The first break was... after the first 275 calls.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty long day.
I mean, it's just calling numbers.
It's fun, and as the night progresses, people get drunker, and then you got to wrangle them.
Mike, there is a rumor that people drink with purpose. I didn't see any alcohol.
Yes, that is a rumor.
were people getting S-housed at this thing?
Yeah, as I mentioned, there is a very common thing is if you mess up hearing a number, because there is a lot of trying to hear what's going on in a huge factory like
setting. I want to retrack, because now I'm interested and I want to know, because
okay.
I thought it was just a regular auction.
No.
Now you're telling me, so you go into this event and there are 600 pieces of artwork.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you sign up for each one?
So,
the way?
To give you just the overall runway to get to this day, that you buy the tickets early, you can preview the art for a couple weekends, and these pieces of art have been donated by artists and affiliated with from the Torpedo Factory, right? So the real pieces worth value.
Yeah.
Once you buy your raffle ticket, you can go in and say that you can create a tier list of like, these are the top five I want, right?
Right.
And
so it's a top five, and how much does it cost for a ticket?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, $175.
And every,
so it's a high ticket item, which means it's good stuff.
Every piece of art is worth more than that.
More than that. You could walk away. I've seen people walk away with pieces of art that were valued and sold for over, like I would say, $6,000 or $7,000. That's the highest I've ever seen.
Wow. But, I mean, they've also got every medium. They've got, you know, sculpture, and there's pen and ink.
There's
and
something
there's,
for everybody.
It's beautiful
great
stuff, really great.
Cool
yeah.
stuff?
And right. Julia, I let, actually, we were given a ticket as a courtesy, and I let Julia run our auction, and she was picked early enough that she got her second choice.
Yes.
And so she was delighted. She had a great time.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you let Julia run your auction?
Julia picked the
piece of art.
Because Rob got a ticket as a courtesy to the raffle.
So Julia was my guest at the raffle.
So she was the guest, and she did what for you?
She chose our piece of art when we won.
Oh, she got to pick
yeah.
it out?
Yeah.
She picked it out.
Yeah, and so she had a good time
with
that.
Oh, wait a minute. The Spiewaks are involved. Did you ever win, Oscar?
Yeah, I won. One time I was...
Because I don't trust
thanks,
the Spiewaks.
No, but thanks for the vote of support.
They're a bunch of grifters.
I was almost, I think, in the last group near the tail end of the evening one time, and then one time I was near the beginning.
However, there is really no way to, and trust me, if there had been a way, I would have figured it out. There was no way to monkey with the system.
There's no, he doesn't even deal with the numbers.
What was
the
artwork you won?
It was a hand-done limited edition print of a panda bear on like a rice paper that was framed.
Beautiful.
Along with a hand-painted panda sushi dish and a panda pendant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it helps soften the blow. Mike, it helps soften the blow with the departure of Bebe from the National Zoo.
Bobo.
Bobo? What's the name of it? Bow Bow?
That's just so typical that you'd like that. You couldn't find the cat with the moving arm?
Oh, the Maneki Neko? No. Just got edged out. But Okay. Here's the thing. This has been Oscar's event for 4 years.
Yes.
And he loves doing it. And he was a little panicked and bothered that he couldn't do it this year because of a previous commitment.
I had a wedding to go to.
So I said I would step in because he said it was a lot of fun. And I got an email, and you was copied on it. I don't know that you saw it yet. But
I was scared to open it.
From Suzanne, the lady who runs the auction.
Who couldn't be nicer. Oh. By the way, that entire crew that runs it.
It's not an auction. It's a raffle.
Okay.
It's a raffle.
Forgive me.
You're confusing me, Mike. You continue to say auction.
I've called an auction for years. I'm mistaken. It's a raffle.
It's a raffle. And it says a big art league thank you. Hi, Rob and Oscar.
Oh, this is going to be painful.
Just a quick email to say, thanks, Rob, all capital letters, for calling the patrons show on Sunday. You did an awesome job, just like Oscar promised you would. Thanks, Oscar.
Well done.
It was our most successful fundraiser to date. Oh, better than the past 4 years. How about that? And it should help out.
He's rubbing your nose.
To pay a part of our outreach programs this year. I'm grateful for the generosity from both of you. Wonderful job. I'm grateful for the generosity from you both and for the wonderful jobs you guys have done for us. As you know, the sea of patrons can be angry that day, but my friends, you've both sailed us through. So, and this is what I think is going to hurt. I propose that next year you both do it.
I think that if it's 6 hours, I think that'd be a great idea.
Oscar's done a fine job in the past, but now he's going to, you know, split it up. Our 50th anniversary of the year of this bizarre event, we'll be happy to provide ticks for you and yours to heckle the audience from each other while you have your off rounds. And then
wait, read that again. I'm not sure what that meant. What?
She said, I propose you both do it next year. Our 50th anniversary year of this bizarre event. We'll be happy to provide ticks for you and yours and the opportunity to heckle each other. Tickets.
Oh, ticks.
Sorry. Okay. Provide tickets for you and yours and the opportunity to heckle each other from the audience during the off rounds. And then she closed with one of my things that I got the audience to say repeatedly. Nice.
I would say you guys should because one guy does it for 3 hours.
Good exposure.
And the other guy can split.
Technically.
Actually, you probably want to stick around for it.
How
good is the event? Is it a fun event?
Yes,
or what?
It is very fun.
It is a blast.
And the thing about it is that it builds.
How is the clientele?
Great.
Very
good.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very
oh,
nice.
That. Yes. Great. Great. There's a
target
lot of
rich environment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. And it spans anywhere from late 20s to I would say 80s.
Yeah, but I'd say it skews younger. That's the impression I got.
How much work is it, Rob? Because obviously you like to quantify your labor. How much?
It's
so
work-wise, no. It's actually the
time.
The time commitment is. We brought it in under schedule. It was scheduled to go from 4 to 10:30.
How many numbers an hour do you have to call out?
I think from 4 till 9:40. We called 610 numbers.
Nice.
Yeah.
And are there any people that go absolutely badass when
yes,
they win their artwork?
Absolutely. But what's the greatest part is at the end of the evening, if you call a number out that the artwork is gone, you get a big red box
like a Ghostbusters
on the screen, and you get all 600 patrons going, boo!
Like they're pissed.
Yeah.
So what happens again? Explain that to me.
If you call for if you try to claim a piece of art that has already been claimed, because, you know, it's, you know, you're supposed to eliminate them as you go. It's like, let's say Oscar had already chosen lot number 271.
When my name came up.
And then an hour later, my name gets called and I go, 271. And a big red box comes up on the screen.
Indicating that it's already been taken.
Because 271 is gone. All the patrons who are already pissed that they haven't
been
called.
Like if you missed the number, if you missed the fact that you had called the
number. That's when I choreographed everyone. I said, this is an art show. this is no time for boo-booing. Let's hiss. And so by towards the end of the
like
night,
1,800 people.
1,800 people go,
they all went, so let me explain this to me. How do you repeat call a number? How does that happen? I would think that you'd get the number and then it would be like put into a separate place.
No,
how
you get your name called.
How can you repeat it?
You get your name called.
And you choose the lot number.
And that's when you yell the number. So the responsibility of not repeating a number is actually in the hands of the audience. And as they drink, allegedly, they lose track of things. And that's why the end of
a little complex.
It's not. Yeah. You know what?
When I first got there, I said, this is going to be so hard. But then you realize it's essentially Mike O'Mara. And then you have less than 30 seconds because you are supposed to have a list ready to
ready
call
to
the
go.
Art number lot you the lot number you want.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm looking for a piece in back of my sofa, which is a large. Do they have any really large pieces?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Cartoon. There are some pieces that are too big for me.
Yeah.
I'm going between trying to figure out the nuance of it to thinking what a brilliant idea for a fundraiser. But you can do it at a place like the Torpedo Factory, which is just a series of art galleries.
Mike, why don't you come up next year?
Yeah, you should come up because a lot of people donated.
Yeah.
The art that work from the Torpedo Factory and also artists that aren't residents there also donated art. So there's something for everybody. I told
Julia. Do you
have
any idea what the total take was for? And what was the charity that you were doing it for?
It is the Art League that
the
I
art
think
league to
that
support
does,
the arts.
To support the Art League. Yeah. Support the arts.
I don't know how much you took in or what?
Well, I know that at that cost of a ticket and that there was 600 pieces of art, you can crunch the numbers. It's quite
but
a bit.
But 1,800
sold
people.
Out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you would cut that in half because people bring guests. They bring their wives or girlfriends. And
that's a lot of
it's
money.
An audience. Yeah, and it's our annual fundraiser. So it's one way we could help.
Classy event and a lot of fun. And I had a good time.
But when it's over, are you pretty well gassed?
I said, they said, there's an after auction if you'd like to stick around for it. I said, love to, gotta go.
Yeah.
Got to go.
6 hours.
I called dibs
on
the first part of the auction. Yeah. We can do it together. But then I can go drink with my friends.
What are you going to do with the panda that you got?
We're going to hang the actual picture in our family room because it actually works very well there. And then Julia was wearing the pendant today when she went to school.
So that's sweet.
She loves
that's
it.
Wonderful.
It was neat. It
was
a great time.
Can I give a shout out to my niece, Jessica, who, we have bonded based on the fact that Jessica was holding one of my mom's hands and I was holding the other when my mom passed away. My wonderful, beautiful niece, Jessica, my sister's daughter, firstborn, did the most wonderful thing for both Kathy and I. She has framed two pictures, one of my mom and dad, and one of my mom. Aww. And you know what? Talk amongst yourselves. I'm so proud of this. Before we go to break, I'm gonna grab
Please.
It for you, and I'll show you on the camera because this
That's
is
cool.
what she did. All
you right. know, it's odd he would bring this up. You see so many great pieces of art when you go to a place
and
like that.
Photographs.
But some of them are photographs, yeah. and there are pictures, and some of them look vintage, and I don't know where the source of them are. But there is just something so magical about finding an older photo and really staring at it and dissecting it.
One of the pieces that I was happy to get on the top of my hit parade mm-hmm. was a photograph of the night that the White House was lit for the LGBTQ community.
Oh, the rainbow lighting.
Yes.
I remember that.
And I have it hanging in my house.
That's beautiful. That's so cool.
I was so pumped.
With family pictures, sometimes...
We actually got the piece we wanted, right?
With a family picture, sometimes the neatest thing is the subject, but also what's behind the subject, because it can capture the way the family house was or the way things used to be. And that's like an inadvertent capture of history. So it's very, very cool when that happens.
Since we were on the subject of artwork, I just was so grateful that she sent these along. I'm trying to figure out what position of honor I'm going to put these in. I want you to notice a couple of things. You will look at my mother and you will immediately say to yourself, yes, he was adopted because there's just no possibility. Then you will look at my father. I want you to notice two things about this picture. One, really how beautiful this picture is of my mom and as a young bride. And two, how my father has a look on his face like he is the most egotistical man in the world because look who I got to marry me.
He won.
I want you to look at this picture right here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that is fantastic.
That is
fantastic.
Cool.
Mother Mary and Father William. And she
your dad
has,
looks like a movie star, and so does your mom.
Yeah, they do look
she
like movie stars.
Wow. That film.
But he does and look, then, Mike, he's got the exact look of, guess what? I won.
Yeah, and there she. I love.
I've never seen such
like
a. I've never
Hollywood
seen
Hollywood stars.
I've never seen such a youthful picture of your mom. She was beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I got an even more youthful one. My mom was married twice. I've told this story before. My mom was married prior to that wedding picture. That was their right around their wedding, too.
Okay.
That was taken. I'm not sure. I think it might have been after their wedding. And my mom was married to a naval aviator, graduate of the Naval Academy before World War II. And they, during the cleaning everything out, they actually unearthed her very first wedding photo. And this is when she was a kid. And this is a picture.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Gorgeous.
There she is.
Wow.
And my sister got all that genetic code. I got my father's. Which,
in your mind's eye, do you ever
stop it?
Do you ever picture her that youthful? Do you remember when she looked like that,
or
is that
no?
So that's
not.
That has got to be so cool.
My mom was 39 when she had me, and then my father was 44. So they were both older, but it was just it was such an incredible effort for her to get all this done and send this to
beautiful
both my sister and I. So I want to say I love you, Jess. Thank you so much for that, and that's my art auction that I wanted to share with you. And I got that.
Thank you for sharing.
I
love that.
We will take a break. Come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Talk
to me. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have to tell you, if you really add it up, the one article of clothing you wear more than anything else, it is probably your jeans.
Oh, yeah.
A great pair of jeans, probably the most important item in your closet. You need your jeans for casual and your professional life. You wear them all the time, but they shouldn't cost you a month's rent. So I urge you to skip them all and do me a favor, go to Distilled. Distilled. It is spelled D-S-T-L-D. They use the best luxury-grade denim, but they eliminate the middleman, so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars, but they start at just $75. And these are the best. Oscar lives in his Distilled jeans.
Listen to me, people. These jeans are so great. They simply will last you a lifetime. And I say this from a guy that was spending hundreds of dollars on jeans because he wanted that quality denim, and now they're bringing you this quality for a better price.
Mm-hmm. You want to go out, you want to have a nice evening, you want to look good, you want to look like you're put together. You don't have to spend $300 on jeans. You can go to Distilled, not a bargain bin pair of jeans at all. Distilled jeans look great. They're going to last forever, and they're guaranteed to fit, because if they don't, they're going to send you a new pair until the fit is perfect. You'll look like $1 million for only $75.
Yes.
With quality like this, you'll notice the difference right away. Plus, Distilled has outerwear, leather jackets, t-shirts, and more. Elevated style and quality without elevated prices. I want you to go to distilled.com/TMOS right now and get 10% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for 10% off right now. You got to get on this.
Do it.
Because this is going to be a limited offer. 5 easy letters. DSTLD.com/TMOS and find out what Oscar already knows. The NBA knows these are the best jeans you can buy.
Yeah.
So go ahead and get your Distilled jeans. And did I mention in advance, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to thank you for that, because we love Distilled jeans and we are really happy to have them as an advertiser, and we want you to love them as much as we do.
News.
Lindsay Lohan, you haven't heard that name in news you may not need in quite some time, but she is in the news. She was on Good Morning Britain yesterday talking about her experiences in Arab countries and studying Islam. That is actually her thing right now. Anyway, she said that when she flew to New York recently, she was wearing a headscarf because she felt more comfortable with it.
I'm wearing a headscarf. I didn't wash my hair.
Anyway, she was coming from Turkey, and it was a respect issue for her to look like all the other women. I think it's actually, it's the way you adhere to the culture.
Yeah. Sure.
Doing that in a lot of countries. When she landed in the U.S., the TSA didn't see it that way. She said, quote, "I got stopped at the airport and was racially profiled for the first time in my life. The agent opened my passport and saw Lindsay Lohan and started apologizing, but said, 'Take off your headscarf.' She did, but she said she thought about how another woman who didn't feel comfortable removing her headscarf might feel. So that was Lindsay Lohan and her little cultural odyssey that she shared with
us. Big
right there.
Dummy.
Do you think there's any chance that you've had, oh, I don't know, a 12, 13 year history of drug abuse and they wanted to check you for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's see if the.
What's in the scarf,
the
lady?
Is,
yeah.
How many pills are in there?
What is it? The casino, right? Where's he put the diamonds?
Yeah.
In her hair. All right. Yeah. Come on. I know you got another one in there. Let me shake it out. See?
Shake her scarf and get 10 Benadryl.
We have more celebrity news. Jamie Foxx is in Croatia filming Robin Hood Origins. Don't ask me. I don't know. But over the weekend, two men hurled racist insults at him while he was at a restaurant. It wasn't just him. They were being, quote, arrogant and rude to everyone. The police caught them and charged them with disorderly conduct. They're still investigating, so there could be additional charges. Jamie talked about the incident in two Instagram videos. He said the guys used a word that's local for N-word, but he didn't say what provoked them, or if anything. He's since deleted the posts, and now the only thing he has up is a video about how much he likes Croatia. So I don't know what's going on with Jamie Foxx or Lindsay Lohan, but they were in the news today, and I felt you needed to know.
I think Lindsay Lohan should also be in the Robin Hood movie. Swashbuckling.
By the way, I was saying to my daughter Catherine and her roommate Gwen, who also stars in Steel Magnolias, I was telling them, in my humble opinion, we've had surveys, the worst movie accent of all time, I believe, is attributed to Kevin Costner, who was Robin Hood. And his accent in Robin Hood was the worst ever in the history of cinema.
I think you're right, and I think that stands to reason. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello. Remember when Justin Bieber was terrorizing the posh neighborhoods of Los Angeles? Well, he probably still is, but there is a new terror in town, and a guy that's been in news you may not need before. This little S-head, 18-year-old Jaden Smith.
Boo!
Can't believe I defended that kid.
Jaden Smith.
I'm still mad about After Earth.
Notice we haven't seen Jaden in many films.
No. That's true.
About 6 months ago, Jaden left his parents' compound to move into his own $4 million mansion. Lucky little brat. Except it really isn't his. It's where his family used to live, and apparently his parents just hung on to the property, and Jaden gets to live.
You know what? Nice. The way that's written, that makes it sound like they gave him a used car. It's a used house.
A $4 million mansion.
Take the mansion on the hill. No worries.
Here's what the little brat's doing. It's a gated community, and the neighbors are not happy with Jaden. One neighbor says, quote, "This was a quiet neighborhood, but Jaden and his entourage are turning it into their own personal kingdom. Among other things, they don't like how he carelessly speeds."
That is careless.
He speeds through the neighborhood in his Tesla SUV. What a little brat.
What a jerk.
Hasn't he been an asshat from the beginning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He thinks he's what he's not. He wears dresses and he acts so
Make
weird.
A good movie.
You know, and he doesn't. I don't think he's. There's anything sincere there. If you haven't heard, there's a Kellogg's restaurant in Times Square. Anyone?
Kellogg's like the cereal?
Like the cereal, yeah.
K-E-L-L.
That sounds like fun. I'm not going to lie.
No, well, you're not right, though.
Why?
Times Square, hold on. Times Square is known for what, like the M&M place and the Skittle place. They have the UFC place, right?
They do.
Concept stores.
The concept stores.
Times Square is it's the tourist mecca of the United States.
Yeah, but M&M's are great and Kellogg's is cereal.
They have different cereals, though. Imagine going in and just, you don't see that all the time.
Yeah, you know what? You can do it. You can do it around here if you want to go to a great place called a grocery store. They've got cereal.
You're being a dick. What about going in and having every cereal, maybe some standalone cereals you don't get anywhere else?
I got to side with Rob on this one because they're charging $6 for a bowl of cereal.
Hey, go in and try the Filipino cornflakes. Only available here and Manila.
And now they're going to let you spend way more than that to get weird with Pop-Tarts.
Oh.
Here's what they're doing. Kellogg's New York City is rolling out a bunch of Pop-Tart items, including nachos, pizza, tacos and burritos, tiramisu, and milkshakes.
Oh,
they're all made mostly out of different types of Pop-Tarts, although some other dessert ingredients sneak in too. They're only going to be available this week, and they'll cost up to $12, but you can probably replicate them yourself, as Rob said, a lot cheaper at home. Or Oscar,
the pizza one would be cool. Would be cool.
Pop-Tarts are overrated.
Because they would Pop-Tarts be like a Hot Pocket, overrated. But thin.
Yeah, they're not good. Not like a beignet. Now, that's not overrated.
See, now you're talking. I would go to beignets at Times Square.
You and I do a four-hour show on beignets, couldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. A little chicory coffee.
By the end of that show, people figure out how to make their own confectioner's sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I know how to do it.
Yeah, I'll have six bowls today. Of cereal.
Swear to God, if you went into my trash today, it's like, what? Did you have some college kids
did
over?
Did you have a party?
No, that was me. That was me. That was Benadryl me. Major League Baseball Benadryl Mike. Major League Baseball, by the way, tomorrow, opening day, spring training. Ooh. They're playing the college teams, the Red Sox. Mrs. O'Mara doesn't want to go to that one. I will be maybe in attendance.
K solo.
Yeah, I'm going to fly solo on that one. Major League Baseball about to make another change in its ongoing effort to speed up the game. I think this is good. This is positive. The league and the players' union have supposedly agreed to make intentional walks automatic, meaning the pitchers will no longer have to lob four meaningless balls to the catcher. They're just going to signal an intentional walk, and they let the guy go down to first place. I like the idea. Speeds up the game. Anything to make the game faster is a great idea.
Every time they do one of those intentional walks, there's the possibility of the catcher missing the ball.
Absolutely.
And so that takes an element of unpredictability out.
Rob, I think you would talk about maybe once every three seasons.
I understand.
I understand. That's how rare it is. Okay. It really doesn't happen.
Just wanted your take on it.
And it really is kind of an exercise in dullness. And, you know, this is taking seconds and shaving seconds off a game and anything to help. It really is. They cut down the time when they switch pitchers. They got to cut down the time the pitchers take to get to the mound. All that stuff is going to help a game that's challenged. And for someone who might be selling some aftermarket tickets, the game is very challenged this year. Yeah, very challenged. Okay? No one knocking at the door?
I sold them all
2 years ago by this time.
I remember.
A month before this time.
I remember.
Yeah. Hope the people enjoy those Mets tickets that they got for practically nothing. Anyway, a 53-year-old guy was
Okay.
A 53-year-old guy was drinking and snowmobiling last month near Aspen, Colorado, and when he got back to his car, he realized that someone had parked him in, or at least he thought they did. There was plenty of room to get out, but he thought they were too close to his car, so he did what any snowmobiler would. He started smashing up their truck with a baseball bat.
Nice.
Someone saw him do it and made him leave a note. Now, I don't know if I come up to a guy who's got a baseball bat in his hand and said, "Excuse me, sir, would you leave a note that said you bashed up this car?"
Here's a pencil.
In the note, though, the guy did it. I guess
really
he was a little S-housed. And he said he was sorry and that he had anger issues, but he spelled sorry with two Y's, and the word issues wasn't even close. He spelled issues I-S-U-S-E-S-H. So you'd pronounce it something like issue sesh. Apparently, he had no problem getting out of the parking spot because he drove off after that. Cops finally tracked him down earlier this month. He is now facing charges for felony criminal mischief. He was also reported to the local MADSPA organization, and he'll be in their permanent record.
MADSPA?
Mothers Against Drunk Snowmobilers. Thank you. Here all week. Here all week, ladies and gentlemen. It's wild stuff.
Marvelous. Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob and Crazy Little Sounds.
Crazy.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you're having a good time. We know we are.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week with the Mike O'Mara Show. When I left the show in May, things seemed to be pretty much in a rhythm. Now coming back, I have a lot of concerns. Like, does Oscar know that if he wants to have kids, he should actually want to have kids? And what exactly is Mike's prerogative? Have we ever had a successful Wide Open Wednesday? But perhaps the most concerning thing of all is how the hell did Mac become intern number one? Despite these concerns, I'm glad at least some things have stayed the same. Rofo is still a dick, and we can't get through the show without technical issues. Be sure to download the TMOS app to stay up to date on all the happenings at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. Listen up. Listen up, you bunch of rubes. Do you like the sound you're hearing? Because if you like this, you're going to love our bonus show. You understand me? It's all your favorite TMOS things squeezed into a sensational sixth hour. No commercials, no censorship, freewheeling, but mostly unpredictable. Goodbye. See how that happened? We never know where we're going or where we'll end up, and that's the fun of the bonus show. That's the day. Just subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus throw anthology at over a 25% savings. That's anthology, Rube. It's all waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner mark TMOS bonus packages. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done. For only pennies a day, you can be a part of the fun. And it's a great way to support TMOS. And really, we desperately need your help. We do. You're not responding as well as we would like, and we are not happy about that. And if you want this incredible program to continue, you need to get your ass out of bed, go to your computer, click on it, and make sure that you subscribe to the goddamn bonus package. Woo! Have I made myself clear?
Crystal,
preach.
The TMOS bonus package. Come on now. We're waiting for you. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, Feb 22. Is it the 22nd?
It is, all day.
Yes. All right. Fantastic. All right. What do you got for us?
Today's audio vault at least starts with an animal theme. And I know you like when we bring animals into the audio vault. Do you remember a few months ago I played you the parrot? No, that's an elephant. The parrot that could sing. That's a minky. That's a dinosaur.
No, just come on, play along. You know, just to mention the.
It's a lion. It's a lion. Horse. It's a horse. Larry King. Frog.
Would you like to hear the oldest one that was recorded on the old Don and Mike show?
I do love this
by
one.
By me, when Don was sick one day at Wild World, and they brought some pigs in to do. These are real pigs that I recorded.
That's fun.
Little baby pigs.
I never knew those were real.
I think he might have been on that show. He left me stranded for one Wild World show.
Wild World was always a fun event, though, wasn't it?
He's got the wild one.
Yeah. It's like when Jack Diamond used to do the radiothon for Children's Hospital. Right?
Yeah.
It was a big live day, and he like was sick 3 years in a row.
Yeah, wasn't it like dry eye? It was something like
a concussive raindrop hit him in the eye.
That's what it was. Yeah. Hit you every time.
These are stories I heard from
true
people.
Story.
I was never Legend. There, so I don't know whether it's true or not.
A few months ago, I played you the parrot that could sing the Rihanna part from the Eminem song, The Monster.
Yes.
And that was well and good itself. But what's good is that yesterday, someone on the YouTube found it and put it in the actual record with Eminem. So this is like the parrot doing karaoke. I think you'll like this.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
I'm about it because I think
I'm getting so huge. This is Eminem. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Because I'm... The pitch is amazing.
It's perfect. Is it auto-tuned at all?
No, that's the parrot.
That's the real parrot.
But I thought about it and it makes sense
ringtone.
Because the parrot is just total repetition. I mean, it's not going to create any sort of difference from the song. It's just going to
so
do
much
it exactly.
Better. It's so much better though than it was standalone.
I agree. I agree.
Can you play it again?
I will. Absolutely. Because I think I'm getting so huge. I need a drink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. So Marshall Mathers. Sheep going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Because I'm. Now, I don't know what language this man speaks. I think it's Spanish, although if someone told me it was Italian, I'd believe it too.
Right.
This was sent by a listener. This is a European man arguing with a goat. And the goat...
I love goats.
I want you to listen carefully because this is a worked up goat because... Settle down, Dan. Because the goat will spit.
Slaying today.
Yeah. The goat will spit. ¿Qué pasa en su corral? ¿Qué Zapatero, ¿qué opina usted del gobierno de Zapatero? Pues igual que yo. ¿Y qué opina usted? ¿Qué opina usted? ¿Qué opina usted del gobierno canario? ¿Y de los ayuntamientos de la isla?
Vamos a ver, ¿qué es lo que pasa con los alcaldes? ¿Qué es lo que pasa con los alcaldes? ¿Qué es lo que...? Sí, ¿qué está pasando con los alcaldes? ¿Qué está pasando con el... ¿Qué pasa con el presidente del gobierno?
I just got the translation. The man is saying he wants to go to the Kellogg's restaurant.
And is that... Is that when the goat's
spitting?
Spitting?
Yeah. Literal spitting.
Then the goat does the...
And my third animal tape today actually involves a story about animals. And I bring this up. I found this very almost touching because one of the joys my grandfather had, Big Daddy, is when bees or wasps would build nests into the ground. He would like to pour gasoline on them and set the nest on fire because that was an effective way to kill the bugs. And I do remember one time we had a pole in the backyard that we used for a clothesline that had it was like a T-shaped pole, right? And then there was a hole in it that you could run the clothesline through. And he said, go kill the bees in the clothesline pole. And as I was lighting the match to... touch to the gasoline that I'd poured in the pole, it occurred to me how I had really just created a pipe bomb, a literal pipe bomb. And what happened is it went and a flame shot out, and then a lot of burning bees crawled out. But that's neither here nor there, because what happened in Riverview, Missouri...
Get a kick out of seeing the burning bees.
It was great. Right. They popped.
Do you ever feel any remorse now that you're...
Every time I eat honey,
appropriate.
there was a house in Riverview, Missouri, and the lawn was overrun by moles. They had a mole infestation.
Oh, that's got to be tough.
So what they did is they poured gas down the mole hill, and they lit it. But, you know, it's been very dry.
You know why
and...
they did that?
Why?
Because your vermin never quit. You never quit at all. Right. Go ahead.
But sorry. It's been very dry in...
That was a gopher, by the way, not a mole, but go ahead.
It's been very dry in Riverview, Missouri, and so the entire yard...
I guess about 5,000 pounds of water will take care of those moles. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It set the entire yard on fire, so what they had to do was go alert the neighbor. Because the neighbor was in the house whose yard was on fire. No one was hurt. The interior of the house was okay. But the outside of the house was absolutely blackened and charred. And the yard is gone.
I was in the basement. I'm working on some music. And I had it kind of loud. But I heard a banging at the door. We have a problem with a mole infestation in the yard. And he was trying to burn up the moles. And it got away from him. Could have been a whole lot worse. Nothing inside was damaged. The exterior of the house is a mess, but I'm safe and my wife is safe and God's in control.
So, Mike, the next time you complain about your neighbors, at least they're not burning moles. And I saw the house. It had sort of a vinyl siding that looked drippy, kind of like the faces at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. The house appeared
exactly
to melt.
That's exactly the guy I thought. Like I thought I'd hear more of a Carl Spackler. You know, I really Cinderella story out of nowhere about to become the Masters champion.
But I like the fact that he almost was burned to death because he was in the basement working on music, and he had it kind of loud. All right, let us close with this, Mike. One of the greatest moments we had early on when we were buddies, you took me to Spago in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah, I love the story.
It was like one of the first fancy, she places I ever went to.
Yep.
And I didn't realize Wolfgang Puck was still a thing. I didn't realize the Home Shopping Network was still a thing. But when you put Wolfgang Puck on the Home Shopping Network...
God, he's a whore.
...to sell his new cookware... Maybe you want to run a delay.
I actually just ordered sauté pans.
Yeah.
I think they might be a little bigger than that.
Right.
$650
for one.
For one? I said, I have to try it out how it will work.
Oh, no. There he is. There's Kitchen Wolfgang Puck right there. You know he does that.
I want the
effing things cooked the right way.
And then what we don't know, Mike, is that during that whole segment, he was frying up moles.
Look at these delicious moles. I'm frying up these effing moles. Are so tasty and they're crackly. And what I like to do is take a little white sauce and put Rob Spiewak's popped bees on top of them. Absolutely fantastic. You love those.
Is your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's right. I'm Wolfgang Puck. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate that. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Michael Mallory Show. Yeah, look at this friggin' show. Our snail mail address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send an effing birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's. at michaelmerashow.com. Thanks for all your years of amazing support. Vai de cookware. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, executive producer Pat Cone Boy Blanc. How's the anime? Oh, yeah.
So good.
Big boobs, little girl voices. Very sick and twisted. This is Wolfgang Puck saying so long. Next time, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Yabo.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.